This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. 30 years ago today, the American military began an evacuation, codenamed Operation Frequent Winds, as the South Vietnamese capital Saigon fell to the forces of the Viet Cong.
5-3 Bravo, 5-3 over.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
The Saigon government surrendered unconditionally to the Viet Cong, ending 30 years of bloodshed.
America's experience in Vietnam changed the country in ways that we are still trying to understand. Meanwhile, Vietnam has changed as well. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick was in that country's capital, Hanoi, earlier this week. He sent us this report.
All over Hanoi this week, banners and signs remind the people of this city what they already know so well. 30 years ago, they won the Vietnam War, though here it's called the American War, or the American phase. The Vietnamese have been at war for what must feel like forever. In the last century, they fought China, Japan, the French, the Cambodians, and us. They don't always exactly win, but they do prevail. The Vietnamese know this, and they are gracious victors. Also in Hanoi this week, a group of about 24 Americans on a tour led by a Vietnam veteran, Jan Scruggs. He is the man who had the idea to build a memorial in Washington, D.C. to the American War dead, and his idea became the black granite walls on Washington's splendid Green Mall, the walls inscribed with nearly 60,000 names. Remember years ago when you and I went down to the wall together with a microphone, my daughter was there. And you said that that was the first time that you had been to look at the wall. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes. And I remember looking at the names of these 12 guys who were good friends of mine who died. I remember that.
Jan Scruggs still runs the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, which now undertakes some humanitarian work in Vietnam and tries to talk to Americans about the war. That's why this group is touring Vietnam this week. I asked for a chance to speak with some of them about why they've come all this way and why Vietnam still matters.
My name is Bob Olson. I grew up in Denver, Colorado, and entered the Army directly from the university. The military is called upon to do some very distasteful things, and to the extent that it does so with honor, I have a great admiration and respect for it. And certainly the troops, both in Vietnam and in Iraq today, are performing the jobs that they have been assigned to the very best of their ability, and I think deserve every plaudit. But I think we were lied to by our government in the Vietnam situation, and to my knowledge, the people who were responsible for those gross mistakes were not held accountable. And I see much of the same occurring today.
My name is Doran Exford. I'm a mom. I have two grown children. And I've been in the education profession all of my life. I came here because the Vietnam War has been a part of my family and my personal story for the last 25 years. And I've heard about it through the eyes and heart of my ex-husband. I wanted to come and get a different perspective about what the country is like now and to try to fit all the pieces together about the whole story about the Vietnam War and about Vietnam. I know Vietnam as the Vietnam War. I don't know Vietnam as the country, and that's what I wanted to understand.
I'm Bob Wagner. I was over here in Vietnam 1965 to 66 in the Marine Corps and stationed around Da Nang. I left in early July of 1966, mustered out of the Marine Corps 2 days after I landed in California, and proceeded to just put it all behind me. Spent the last 35 plus years as a banker. I came over here having raised in the 40s and 50s, concept of citizen soldier, you know, a citizen's responsibility, and was happy to serve. But some period in that year, it all fell apart. I just couldn't understand why I was there. The information wasn't forthcoming. The conduct of the war was so difficult to understand. And I concluded, somewhere at that point, I just wanted to get home alive. And I had a number of troops working that reported to me, and if I could just get myself and everybody home alive, then that would be it. And I'd say I landed in California, mustered out of the Marine Corps that instant, and didn't give it any further thought. I am happy I served. I feel relatively good about what I did while I was here. But fundamentally, I felt that the leadership on the ground in Vietnam and the leadership of the country getting us there had let us down dramatically. So 60,000 Americans died, 3.4 million Vietnamese died in 1975. You know, it was just as if we just said no in 1954.
So. Sam Melcher from Evansville, Indiana, and I'm a U.S. history teacher. You know, these guys really suffered, and the fact that they were treated so badly when they came back. I mean, every other war, you're a hero. You've defended your country, you've done the right thing. And, you know, with Vietnam, it's completely the opposite. It's like they're almost treated like they're criminals. And we still have a healing process, and we still have veterans that are alive that need to be welcomed home.
Americans in Vietnam on the occasion of the 30th anniversary of the end of the war. Now, Americans wander through Hanoi with its wildly exuberant markets, its cars and motorbikes and cell phones and computers, its evident and slightly disturbing desire to be all the more like us. We see this, those of us old enough to have been in the war, to have lived through everything that happened. We see this, and we look into each other's puzzled faces, trying to recall the meaning of some shared dream, and ask each other. Nearly 60,000 of us killed, nearly 3.5 million of them. What the hell was that all about? For Day to Day, this is Alex Chadwick in Hanoi, Vietnam.